Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your love and goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you richly bless us and have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according to Ephesians 1:3. And we thank you, Father, for revelation knowledge of your Spirit, by your Spirit, far beyond the words that I speak, that will go into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in a series, and we're still in this series, called The Echo of God's Love. So thank you for hanging with us in this. We'll just see what else God brings to us. We're basing this series on 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. It reads from the Passion Translation, "Since we are approaching the end of all things, be intentional, purposeful, and self-controlled so that you can be given to prayer." And then verse 8 says, "Above all, constantly echo God's intense love for one another, for love will be a canopy over a multitude of sins." And we want to really be effective and efficient at echoing God's love. We talked about that phrase quite a bit. So I want to look at some other scriptures that we've actually reviewed in the past, and I want to just accentuate these verses today, and we'll just see how far we get. I want you to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, one of our favorite passages of Scripture, verse 23, because to understand that many times there are hindrances to us reflecting God's love and really even understanding more and more of God's love, we have to understand that we are a spirit, we have a soul, and live in a body. And these hindrances of our emotions that try to just stop that flow of love in our own lives are so important to be able to identify. You know, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, the Bible says. So let's look at 1 Thessalonians, one of my favorite scriptures we've referred to many, many times on the podcast. Verse 23, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. "Now may the God of peace and harmony set you apart, making you completely holy. And may your entire being, spirit, soul, and body, be kept completely flawless in the appearing of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One." Let's read on with verse 24. "The one who calls you by his name is trustworthy and will thoroughly complete his work in you." You know, that's what I want in my life, and I hope you do in yours, that God will complete his work in you, thoroughly complete his work in you. And that love of God, us walking in that, is part of the work and the main work, I believe, that we are to have completed in our lives, because we're to reach others with the gospel. And the way to reach others is not by condemning, but by love. In fact, let's go back to verse 23. Now that we've been talking about love so much, "May the God of peace and harmony set you apart." You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like strife. And many people have grown up in homes filled with strife. They've actually just almost become addicted to anger and strife and just the emotions. And that is something that stops the flow of God's love, that unconditional love in our heart. If we get into strife with somebody, then we're allowing that emotion to overrule the love of God in our spirit. And that makes something not harmonize. I'll just say it that way so we can understand it. It would be like a discord on a piano or a keyboard. God wants harmony. When things flow in harmony in our lives, then we are able to echo that love so effectively and so efficiently. You know, he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, points out, Paul does, that their mind, will, and emotions. The way he says that is by spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit is the real you. Your body is your physical part, your earth suit, I like to call it. And your soul is made up of your mind, will, and emotions, and we could say your intellect, which is part of your mind. So I heard Sherman MacArthur, a favorite Bible teacher, friend of mine, say this recently. He said, "Your mind is your thinker, your will is your chooser, and then I added on to this, and he may have said it too, your emotions are, the emotion is your feeler. So again, your mind, will, and emotions, your thinker, your chooser, your feeler. And this is where the battleground of Satan is to try to stop us from walking in love. But we are going to walk in love, and we're going to overcome the emotions that want to lead us down the wrong path. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, sir, that we will stand on your word and we will learn more and more how to control our emotions with the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.